So, one more time of coming in front of you all to share a word. As like, you know, always Virgil says, the word is a double-edged sword. When at the time of preparation, it was talking to me more and like, you know, was like, you know, questioning me more to do, hey, Anand, there is much you have to do. I believe every one of us will be challenged in the same manner as we are going through the word. And it will be helpful for every one of us.
Okay.
Yes. So once again, we welcome everyone. And especially I wanted to ask the same question. What is the reason of season? The season of celebration. Yes. Christ is the reason of this season. And what are your plans for this Christmas? I want every one of us, like, you know, to start thinking of, you know, what we are going to do in this season of celebration. It is not just as a celebration for us, the food, fun, and gift, not all are just for us, for others as well, right? So today we are going to dwell on one more topic on this similar line, the gift that Christ has given to us, the greatest gift. As we are doing the series on the greatest gift, we are going to go through one more gift. Before that, I just wanted to recollect what we have done last week. Can you recollect some of the things that you learned last week? Redemption. Yes, the title is there. I wanted something more from every one of us. What we took from the redemption and what God spoke in the aspect of redemption. Can any one of us share something? Yes, he paid the price for us, correct? He didn't redeem in a free of cost. He paid the price. The illustration was so close. Like, you know, whenever I was thinking of last week, that one line was keep coming to my mind. That he paid the price that nobody was ready to pay for me. And he paid that price and he gave that as a gift to me. And today we are going to dwell in one more gift, that is the gift of purpose. So I just wanted to have a small activity. I want some volunteers. Can I have some volunteers? Can you pass the bag to one after another? And everyone can pick one and try to find out the purpose of it. So uncle can start. What do you find as a purpose of it?
This is very much required in this season to protect from cold so that no harm will come upon me. So the purpose of this is to protect myself from all wrong things. Means from cold.
Yes. Auntie.
Mirror.
Okay.
Mirror. Mirror shows me outward. outward, how I am, what I am,
okay,
how what I have to work. Outward it shows me, not inside what I am.
Sure. Next.
This is a Caesar used to cut off someone who's speaking too much. I'm kidding. This is a Caesar which is used to cut paper. You can use it to cut anything. Yes.
I have bottle with me and we can fill up the water and whenever we are thirsty we can drink. Yeah.
Yes, we can quickly pass and we can say the purpose that you find. Yes.
This is a sharpener. Mm. It's mainly to sharpen a pencil so that it can be written more.
Yes. Clearly. Next.
I've got a Bluetooth speaker. The purpose is to listen to music.
Okay, great. Next.
I got the pen.
Okay.
I find education is important.
Yes. Next.
Left hand mein fork hai, right hand mein spoon hai.
Okay.
Purpose is that only. We should eat with left hand fork and right hand spoon.
Okay. So, any more?
I've got a plier.
Okay.
With this, the nails can be pulled out.
Yes.
All the nails which are in my mindset, which is bad, can be removed by this.
Okay. Actually, I wanted the just purpose of it because, yes. What next?
Hairband again.
Okay, if over?
Yeah, I got a hairband, I think. To
yes.
Tie the hairs together, strands of hairs together.
Great. So you can put those objects back. And I just wanted every one of us to focus on this purpose as a primary thing in our mind. Everything that we were holding and looking at had a purpose, right? So the aim or intention of something is purpose. And if we as an inventor or a creator, if we do create something that is to have a purpose to accomplish, then how much God would have been mindful of creating us? Is anybody of us here thinking that we don't have a purpose of doing anything? Then it is a time for us to think deeper in the aspect of purpose. There may be many views because the world also looking for purpose. I will not say world is too deviated. We also have some of those purpose part of our life. But we have something more. So many are still thinking education, job, money, marriage, kids, house. That's it. My life purpose is complete. And some people are still thinking, eat, sleep, work, repeat. I have no other purpose of living. And even we hear from the church also, many of us, having this struggle of stuck in this cycle, eat, sleep, work, repeat, and we have one more is church. But what is our life's purpose? We are not here by accident. If we know this God, the Christ who came into our life, is not there by accident, but by a purpose. Can we tell our neighbor that you are not here by accident and you have a purpose to accomplish? I just want everyone to see this video. Can you just play the video? There will be a separate video if you can, you can play that. There is a separate video also. You can try that. This is one thing, this particular video, one thing was like, you know, trying to blow my mind that something we always think that as a purpose are not necessarily to be our purpose. Sometimes we limit our purpose by our own settling of mindset. Okay? So how many of you know what is iPad? Anybody, any of you doesn't know what is iPad? We know. What is the purpose of it? We know it, right? Here is a person who has bought a gift for her dad, wanted him to use the iPad, and he is also using it. So there is no audio, but you can see the lines. What he is doing? It's his birthday gift. He is using it as an onion cutter or like vegetable cutter. He is very happy as well. Do you know? This is his birthday gift. And we all have a purpose that is given by Christ. And we also happy with some purpose that we are doing. But I just wanted us to have a time to reflect in our mind. Are we using our purpose in the right manner? Correct? If we are thinking we are just a vegetable cutter, we will be happy as it is. But do you think iPad is meant for it? The person who gave the gift had a great hope and great happiness, but he is using it. Do you think the giver of the gift is happy? Think you are giving somebody a gift and that person is not using that gift in the way it has to be. How much he or she will be happy? So we are created by God's own purpose. It's not sometime late it got, you know, added. When he create, see, think that, you know, let us make man in our image after our likeness. And the other word says his own image. So if you see the first verse and the second verse, there are major things. God wants to create man in his own image and in his own likeness. But when he create, he gave that by creation we got this image. But what the likeness was expected for us to grow. Grow in likeness, especially those who are hearing Christ-likeness in every aspect. We are expected to dwell in this aspect. He has given a greater purpose for us to grow is in his likeness. For by him all things were created, in heaven and on earth, visible and invisible, whether thrones or dominions, or rulers or authorities, all things were created through him and for him. We are created for His glory. Can we tell our neighbors, you are created for God's glory? You don't need to feel sad about it. You can joyfully say that. I see some of us very sad to say you are created for God's glory. No, we are created for God's glory. Okay? Are we doing things that glorifies God? How is our relationship with God? It is so easy for somebody to say, you have to do this. You read your Bible. You meditate. You spend time with God. You cherish the moment. But it is for everybody to have it our own personal. If we are not doing it with an intended heart, we are missing it out. Especially, you know, our relationship with God. Today, while we were worshiping, you know, I heard Felix was, you know, exalting, saying, the very first moment when we accept Christ, how much we were cherished and how much we were doing things. Correct? Imagine if there is a kid near us. Think like, you know, imagine any one of the small kid. You give them a gift. How they will react? Will they be sad or okay? Let me keep the gift side. Okay, if I am not giving as a one gift, I am giving it as a five gift. Will the kid be happy after opening the first gift? Yes, but still the kid wanted to know, what is in the next box? What is the next gift? More than the gift the baby has opened, the child has opened, the gift that is unopened, the baby is so curious. You cannot stop the kid from opening that. Even the kid will start crying, knowing nothing what is inside the box. I wanted it so badly. Correct? We all are utilizing our purposes like this only. We started doing small things for God. Maybe we are so happy as a person who started knowing this God and wanted to do things for this Lord. Out of so much of joy inside, we will be doing it. But slowly, when we started doing the second thing, and the third thing, are we still having the same joy? Are we excited to do more? Or we are limiting ourselves, saying, hey, I already got too many things. Let me limit myself with this. Actually, when I was preparing this message, as well as when I was sitting for this time of worship, this one picture keep coming to my mind. I stopped myself telling in that moment for only one reason. That is, it is so essential to dwell at the time of word. So I just was holding it. That was the unopened gifts. Maybe it is the past that we were excited about opening gifts. Maybe I was doing it when there was a first gift, second gift, and third gift. But He has added more gifts. He has added more purpose in your life. The purpose that you wanted, like God wanted you to take it up, knowing what are those gifts are all about. What is the purpose that He has given those gifts? If the gift that you received is an iPod, if you're still using it for vegetable cutting, it is not going to make any sense. I'm happy that I came to church. I am happy that I met 4 people. I am happy that I could pray for 1 person this week. Okay. What is more you are going to do? Because Christ didn't come to this world for those little happy and people who are all okay with the small things alone and to not do big things. Because Christ has much things, much purposes in your life. You are not here by accident. You are not here for so and so. You are not here for your friend. You are not here for Pastor Virgil. You are not here for my relative who brought me here. I am not here because I have no choice. I am in this locality, so I am coming here. If we say those things as a reason for us to be here, we are missing out something that is great. This is something that enemy has used to separate us from the Lord. Sin. The very first thing, God created Adam and Eve. The entire earth was created for this manhood and given them the purpose to have dominion and to be fruitful and multiply, and I have greater grow in my likeness and to do much bigger thing. But enemy doesn't want that purpose to be fulfilled. He wanted to deceive in the way he wanted to be. Today you may, or like I may, can say 100 reasons for things that I am not able to do. The things that I can tell as a reason for me not to do. But God knows. We can clearly say, I am happy to be a vegetable cutter. But the giver of the gift is not happy. Because you are not an ordinary vegetable cutter, you are an iPod. So therefore, just as sin entered the world through one man and death through sin, and so death spread to all men because all sinned. But your iniquities have made a separation between you and your God. And your sins have hidden his face from you so that he does not hear. Can we tune our ears to listen from God? If there is something that is stopping us, if there is something that is making us, hey, I know you, who you are. I know what you did last week. Are you eligible to do this? I would say, like, you know, even when we step on faith, there will be many things that comes to stop you. The enemy is not happy. Because he knows the bigger picture behind everything. This own week, like, you know, we had many struggles. Even yesterday, my throat was gone. So I was thinking, like, Catherine and I was discussing, like, are you the right person to share this word this week? No, I had to tell her only one thing. If God wanted us to be the one, we are the one. Let us not limit ourselves. If God wanted us to give it back, he will give it back. Even if not, he will use us with our limitations. Are we ready and available for it? The same I want to put on everyone. Do you think this bike and the knife are created without purpose? It has a purpose. Can it be as powerful as it is, the same way it was created? If I give you the knife, can you cut the same way it was created? So Felix, I am giving a gift of this bike. How much he'll be happy? But imagine if I renew this bike as a brand new one, put an effort to clear all those things that is stopping the purpose of it, but to be the one that it meant to be. Christ came here to add and repurpose those things, the purpose that was lost, to be restored and to be as it is. You may be still able to cut some things with the sharpness that you have, but he is going to renew you. The redemption was not given just to be limit yourself, but to be the powerful one, the one to cut and use the sharpness and to be a blessing to something else. Correct? Can we tell to our neighbors, we are a channel of blessing? Christ has added purpose in our life to be a channel of blessing. The blessing, as we saw in the beginning, there are purpose the world also is looking at. We are also looking into it. We want to have a good education. We want to have a good job. We want to have a good married life, and we want to have a good things around us. But are we the only thing that is the purpose of our life? Did Christ sacrifice his life for those things? Think the King of the Kings and the Lord of the Lords. We all were exalting him, the mighty one, the powerful one, came down just like you and me. That's what we are celebrating. That's what we are saying as a reason of we celebrate. How much we are excited about it. Christ has renewed our purpose of life. See, you can see, for God so loved the world that he gave his one and only son, that whoever believes in him shall not perish, but to have eternal life. The death that was spoken to Adam was broken by Christ. The purpose that he want to add is to us to have the eternal life, not just as we are, but through him. There is no other way other than Jesus. Christ is the only way. He just came for you and me. We are expected to transform like Christ. Is it an easy thing? How many of you think it is easy task? But the very first word that when he was thinking of creating manhood, he was talking about two things. Let me make man in my own image and my. So created with the purpose. The purpose that we are expected to work on. The purpose that is for us. If you think it is not possible, it is possible through Christ. He came down to add the purpose in our life. The purpose that was lost maybe looking like a lost, but he want to restore. Like you saw those two objects that is looking like it lost its purpose. But Christ can renew and give the purpose back. Knowing he is going to renew every one of our lives, he came down. He didn't come down without a purpose. He came with a purpose. The very big gift that we all got is Christ. And the Christ who has given us the purpose to be back to the track. What was being the purpose of our creation. Therefore, as you received Christ Jesus the Lord, so walk in him, rooted and built up in him, and established in the faith, just as you were taught, abounding in thanksgiving. Every one of us can rethink what we have lost. The purpose that we settled down, are they the only purpose that we are existing for? We are part of his mission. Christ came down to fulfill his mission. The mission is this. See, we all say, like, you know, we celebrate. We want to be happy about. But it is a word that says, the Spirit of the Lord is on me because he has anointed me to proclaim good news to the poor. He has sent me to proclaim freedom to the prisoners and recovery of sight for the blind, to set the oppressed free, to proclaim the year of the Lord's favor. You will see this word multiple times in the Bible. If you see the Old Testament, you will see it. If you see in New Testament, you will see it. The Spirit of the Lord is on me because he has anointed me to proclaim good news to the poor. Now, if you think, like, you know, by dwelling this word, we can check on ourselves. Are we being an iPod or are we being the vegetable cutting board? Can we tell our neighbor now, I am an iPod, not a vegetable cutter? Think you are getting a gift now, which is iPod. How many of you will happily take it to home and start cutting vegetables? We won't, right? So God is telling us, for what he has anointed us, the Spirit of the Lord is on me because he has anointed me to proclaim good news to the poor. He has sent me to proclaim freedom for the prisoners and recovery of sight for the blind, to set the oppressed free, to proclaim the year of the Lord's favor. You are configured to do all these things. Can we rethink of our purpose now? You are configured to do all these things, and what we are doing. Christ has come down to give us the gift of purpose. The purpose is to be a channel of blessing. The purpose that we have to be as the one that he designed us for. How it is? Check the first picture and the second picture. Which one you choose if I want to give you as a gift? Which has more thing to do? Imagine you are the second one, not the first one. Everyone seated here are not by accident, are prepared and in progress, maybe already processed, already renewed, are getting renewed, are just entered to be renewed. But what you are going to do next? Can I put in the same place where it was, which was doing nothing? Correct? It didn't make any sense of keeping it in the corner. But it was brought to renew and added the purpose that was lost. And but still it is going to be kept in the same place by doing nothing. While I was thinking of my own life. I was being a very good person to known in church in my hometown. Every week you will not miss me. Like, you know, I will be there. And I will be doing everything that is needed there. And I will hope go home happily. Next week, you will see me again. In the same time, in the same place, and will be doing the same things. Till the day I had this encounter with the Lord. Lord, you have not created just to be the one. No word that was spoken, I didn't, like, you know, I have taken seriously. I didn't allow the word to work in my life because it needs effort. It needs some efforts to be taken. You have to unwrap the gift. There was a story of a small boy who was asking his father for his birthday. He wanted a gift. The gift was a brand new cycle, because every one of his friends having the cycle, and they all are so happy. And a poor father who was not immediately saying yes, but he said, I will try my best and you will see on your birthday. And the birthday came. He was excitedly waiting for the gift of cycle. And father came with a gift. The gift was not so big. It was just this much big box. How much you will be happy by seeing that gift? He received the gift and threw it away and ran back to his grandparents' home. His father was trying to reach him constantly to make him to understand. And he was not ready to listen. The gift he wanted was not given. And he doesn't want to face his dad. till the day that his father was no more, where he had to go back to his home. And he saw that gift which was on his table and a letter which was inside. He opened, and his father was with so much joy, he was writing that, "I have bought you the gift that you wanted, and this is my birthday gift." And he was seeing down, and behind the letter there was a key. Then he ran to his room, where there was a big box which was unopened, which was having the cycle that he wanted. What has happened? Where was the miscommunication? Did he ask the same that he wanted? Yes. He also got what he wanted. But why there was a big miscommunication is because he doesn't want to open the gift. Even we may be here with the same mindset. The purposes that God has added in our life are still being in unopened boxes. Because we don't want to take that effort to unwrap and to put an effort to know what is it all about. What is the Father's heart inside? We are still happy as iPods which are being used as a chopping board. But God's intention was not. He is not happy the way it is being used. He is still waiting for us to understand his heart, so that we will understand his heart. The very own purpose of Christ came down. The gift that he wanted us to understand is the purpose that he wanted to bring back in our own lives. Let us examine our heart. Are we living for the glory of the Lord? Yes, I don't have any doubt. We all are living for the glory of God. To what extent? How much we understood of his heart? Are we growing in Christ-likeness? I have made the likeness alone being a highlighted one for a purpose. Because the very own purpose of creation was his own image and his likeness. The likeness is in his nature. The likeness in his goal and the purpose of we are created for. To be a channel of blessing. Are we being part of his mission? It's a big question. Every one of us, whenever hear the word mission, we'll be thinking a very big thing and we will be keeping two steps back. But I just wanted every one of us to realize it's a very simple thing that we can step forward. We know we are doing as a church a lot of things. There are one group of people always putting a lot of efforts. But one group, even including me, will be like, you know, two step backward, and because they are there to take care of it, what I am going to make a big difference. I just wanted to bring this small incident happen last week. Last week, the street kids, the boys who went to the place, there were around 100 kids, 4 volunteers. They were like a crowd. These 4 boys were not able to manage because the boys were not ready to, because they are street kids, they are on their own. They are not disciplined like as we expect, like our own kids. Even sometimes we struggle to cover our own kids to tell them what to do and what not to do. Think some strangers who all are there. There was a big struggle for these boys to handle the crowd and to do things. Somewhere was, I was very much, the entire week was for me, Lord, are we limiting ourselves to be present there? Somewhere I am lost. I can still tell my own limitation as a language, as a barrier. But still, that was talking to me a lot. It is not the only area that I am talking about. There may be many places. We know there is a group of people putting an effort. And we are making them to swim on their own. And we are taking 2 steps backwards and still happy about where and what we are doing. Again, I want to say, we are created as iPods, not an ordinary vegetable cutters. If we, being the same like others, the gift that God has given to us will be unopened, unwrapped. Can we raise and we pray in this line?